Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
WBUR's Quincy Walters ventured out to see how people are responding to the mask mandate and find out how it's being enforced.
It's a nice day out with the sun shining. Boston Common is about as populated as it would be on any weekday afternoon, and most of the people have masks, like Meg Thomas. She says when the pandemic started, she and her family weren't big on covering their faces. Today, that's changed.
Yeah, at first we weren't wearing them, just trying to keep distance from other people, but now that the governor says that we all should, we feel more obligated to, and I think it makes people around you feel better and may help a little bit.
And while the new rule may have changed some people's behavior, it hasn't impacted the few who don't see the need. On the common, an older woman was walking around without a mask.
Oh, I'm fine. I don't need it.
You don't need it? Oh, do you mind being interviewed?
But public health experts say wearing a mask is not for your benefit. It's so if you do have the virus, you don't spread it. In the public garden, where a lot of people were out, I saw all but one person with a mask. I also checked out the Charles River Esplanade.
There aren't that many joggers or bikers or walkers, but the ones that are here are all wearing masks.
I may have spoken a little too soon. Not everyone was covering their faces. A man sitting far away from the trail didn't have a mask. He says he'll get a new one tomorrow.
We've had an advisory in place for a while in Boston, and most of us have it down.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh addressed masks at a news conference earlier today, and his expectations of mask wearing seem to be higher than the state mandate, which requires you to wear a face covering when you can't socially distance.
Whenever you leave your home, you should be wearing a face covering. If you remove it for whatever reason, we're asking you to put it back on when you take it off, whether it's to pack a car or groceries or what have you.
Mayor Walsh did not seem eager to have police implement the law because of instances of unequal enforcement between white people and people of color in other cities. But Chelsea Police Chief Brian Kai says he doesn't anticipate police will need to be involved.
The norm is everyone's wearing a mask. If you don't have a mask, you're the person that really kind of stands out in the crowd. Everyone is pretty much seeing the same thing. There's a high level of compliance.
Kies is head of an association of police chiefs in 40 different communities. He and his colleagues have been seeing a high level of compliance even before today's statewide order. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.